This is a podcast from WOR.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind. And presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Things was kind of slow, see? So I cruised over to Kennedy.
Kennedy Airport?
No, Cape Kennedy. I'm looking to pick up a fare to the moon.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the way it was. My head is magnified.
Woo! It's Sunday night. And this is the place to be, the Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave. We're here with Frank Venezia. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing well, David. How are you?
All right. I'm doing well also. You know, it's Easter. It's Easter Sunday. It's also the third night of Passover. And am I right? We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ today?
Yes, you can say that.
Okay. And, you know, the Jewish people around the world celebrate Passover, being liberated by God from slavery in Egypt under the leadership of a guy named Moses. Now, this past week, I had the occasion to use both names. That's right, Jesus Christ and Moses. And it's a little personal story. And then we'll move on. I was supposed to leave early Monday morning for Orlando, Florida, out of JFK. And luckily, I changed my flight on JetBlue to a later flight, about 10:30. And checked my bags curbside at about 9. And lucky I did, because I was speaking with the SkyCap there. You know, that's the guy that they have curbside check-in. You can drop your luggage off, and they check you right in there and even give you your boarding passes. Now, apparently, earlier Monday morning, from like 5:30 until 7:30, the entire JetBlue computer network nationally crashed. There was no checking of luggage, no getting tickets, no boarding passes. So the SkyCap told me there were hundreds of people lined up. They started yelling at each other. Some were yelling, "We're going to miss our planes." Some tried to cut the line. There were a couple of hand-to-hand fights I heard. Now, what a way to start a vacation. I am so thankful that I decided to wait until 10:30. You know, so I parked the car, long-term parking, and took the tram back to JetBlue. And my flight was delayed an hour. That was residual from the earlier computer breakdown. Okay. Now, this gets interesting. Once I land in Florida, they have a, the hotel I was staying at has a contract, I guess, with a van company. So the guy met me at baggage claim, and he, you know, I took my own luggage with 9 other people. And we piled into one of those 10-passenger vans. I sat next to the driver in the front, and I was surprised to see a 70-mile-an-hour speed limit on the highway outside the airport. But what bothered me was the driver was on his cell phone again and again. You know, he picked up a call, he was texting, then he has a computer screen. He made a call, all while driving 75 miles an hour. As he's getting off the highway, he didn't see that there was stopped traffic on the exit ramp. That stopped. So I yelled, "Hit the brakes!" It was the longest few seconds ever, and that full van came to a stop just inches from the rear of the car in front of us. So, you know, the driver actually said, "I didn't expect that. I didn't see it. It's my fault." And I said, "Jesus Christ! If you pick up that cell phone one more time, I'll stick it up your..." And you know what the next word is, folks. And then I calmed down. I said, "I hope you had enough fun for one day." And there was silence in that van for the rest of the ride. Of course, his phone did ring 2 more times on the way to the hotel, and he did not pick it up. So, that's a good story. I don't know why I used God's son's name, but it just came out.
'Tis the season.
On Friday, I was supposed to be picked up at my hotel at 3 o'clock. The van company called and said that whatever the problem was, could I do it at 2? Excuse me. I didn't really want to spend 3 hours at the airport before my flight, but I figured let me split early. So 2 o'clock it was. They said, meet me in the driveway with your luggage. I'll be there. So I'm in the driveway at 2 o'clock with my luggage. My phone rings. Mr. Pollock, I'm in the driveway, and there's a woman on the phone. I said, I don't see you. Oh, there's a white van. Don't you see me? I said, there's no white van. I'm in the driveway. She hung up. 5 minutes later, she calls back to say that she's in the driveway. I said, where are you? She says, in the driveway. I said, look, you're definitely not at this hotel if you're in the driveway. And with that, a minivan taxi pulls up. A woman gets out, and she calls my name. And I asked, where's the white van? She said, oh, we couldn't make it at 2 p.m., so and I'm going to take you to the airport. So I get in the car, and I'm sitting in the back. I could see her eyes in her rearview mirror, and they're all over the place, going back and forth to her electronic equipment. Another computer screen, her phone. She starts entering her call on the computer screen while the cab's moving. She calls someone on a cell phone. We get on the highway, and now she's writing a voucher for me on a voucher pad with a pen as she's driving, and she hands it back to me, and she's speeding. She started at 65, 70, 75, 80. She's doing 85 miles an hour, and finally I yell, holy Moses, you better slow down. And she responds, but I have other passengers whose plane just landed at the airport I have to pick up. And I told her, I really don't care. So she did slow down to 80 miles an hour. My heart's pumping when we arrive. She gets out to help with my luggage. And I wasn't going to give her anything, but I decided to leave a cash tip with the voucher that I signed. And I threw it on her seat while she was in the back of helping with the luggage. So I get out of the cab. And as I'm leaving, she says that I paid in advance. I don't owe her for the ride, but I owe her a tip. I said, I know, and I started to leave. And then she repeated, the gratuity's not included. And again, I said, I know, I heard you the first time. Then the third time, she said, was there anything wrong with the service? So I said, you mean besides lying about being in the driveway, besides your speeding and your reckless driving, everything was fine. But your tip is with your voucher book on your seat. Oh, I'm sorry, no one ever did that before. So my advice to you listeners is, if you stay at the Cabana Bay Resort in Orlando, don't take the house van. Take a cab. Actually, maybe you shouldn't take a cab. I don't know what you should do. But that was my experience this week. Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. You know, everyone thought we were going to do a tape show, and I felt if there are people who are working and listening to this show, if there are regular listeners who depend on this show for a taste of New York, then hey, I'm going to do it live. I was at the doctor's yesterday. I have walking pneumonia. I'm on all kinds of stuff, but I've got to do the show because you depend on us. Right, Frank?
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree, and I think we need to remind everybody who's enthusiastic, and we have a lot of listeners who call in. Do us a favor if you really want to, get on the air, and we really want to put you on the air because you guys have great things to say. You need to call in a little bit before 9:05 before we wrap up. So if you have an opportunity, please call in sooner. We'd love to get you on and hear what you have to say.
And our phone number is 800-321-0710. Okay, with that, I just wanted to state I got a couple of emails this week that some gas stations, two of them in New Jersey, reported $1.99 cash, regular gasoline for cash. So prices are coming back down. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're live. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And here's our first caller. You ready to buckle your seatbelt, Frank?
Oh, everybody hold on. Wait a second. Let me strap down.
You introduce him.
Oh, this is a treat for all New Yorkers, the one and only, the mighty Clem.
Oh, that's funny. Listen, I got what I consider good news for the Yellow Medallion taxis, and then a recommendation for the taxi commissioner, her chance to build a better reputation. I heard two items.
What's wrong with a reputation?
I'm like a taxi commissioner that just doesn't give an all stick. I like to know that the cab drivers are getting some carrot. Now, these two items are this. They were talking about Uber, and they interviewed a doorman from the Upper East Side. And he says these Uber drivers, they get a tremendous amount of parking tickets by law enforcement. That's one item. Now, the second item is this. It was reported that they came out with subway cars in 1911, and they were allowed to stay active till 1960. And now, let me tell you why there's an expiration date on medallion taxis. I read this, and it makes sense. You remember reading, perhaps, that Giuliani's top campaign contributors were the suppliers of yellow medallion taxis. So
you couldn't get into a cab back then before his first election without a yellow cab driver telling you to vote for Giuliani. That's a fact.
Well, they got screwed by Giuliani. Here's what happened. So payback time came when he got elected. And what happened? Soon the yellow medallion cabbies were like all mugged. They suddenly got expiration dates on the yellow medallion taxis. Even if a taxi passed an inspection 1 month later, if his medallion...
Let's get to the point here, Clem. If you're losing me, we're losing the audience. So what's the point?
The point is this. They allow subways to stay on, what, for 60 years almost? And they it's 3.5 years for yellow medallion taxi? Is that correct, right?
Right now it's 5, it's 3 and 5 and 7.
Oh, so,
and I think they're changing all that to 5 across the board.
Listen, it was designed by Giuliani to pay back for these massive campaign contributions. And now there's the largest Nissan dealer, I understand, is out there in Queens. What's the name of that Nissan dealer? I got something. This is important. Do you know the name of that Nissan dealer?
The Nissan dealer on 74th Street? You mean the one that sells the taxi tomorrow?
No, not on 74th Street. Further down somewhere on Northern Boulevard.
It'll come to me. I have a case of CRS right now.
Well, this guy...
And for those of you who know what CRS is, you know how serious it is. And for those of you who don't know, believe me, when you find out, you'll use it, and you should. CRS happens to all of us.
Was a city councilman by the name of that Nissan dealer. He's no longer a city councilman, but a law was passed mandating that taxi drivers have to get Nissans. Is that correct?
Listen, the taxi of tomorrow was going to start on April 20th. You would only be able to buy a few hybrids or the taxi of tomorrow. But all that changed because there was another judge's decision in a lawsuit that was filed by a taxi association where everything stays the same right now. So, listen, Clem, I appreciate the call. I really do. And I got to thank you for always calling and always listening. And that name of that dealer will come to me soon. But our number here is 800-321-0710. Whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about Giuliani, the taxi of tomorrow. You want to talk about the taxi commissioner. You want to talk about gas prices. An experience on your airplane, okay? I'm in.
David, we just got an email from Sarah from New Jersey who said more time for conspiracy Clem should be baked into the show. So we'll have to tell Sarah we'll take that into consideration.
Conspiracy Clem, I like that. For those of you who don't know, Clem is a weekly caller. He likes to be first. First could be good. But at least he doesn't call at 10 to 9 when we're almost done with the show or we have no time left. So if you're thinking about calling, or if you're driving and you want to pull over, 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com, taxihale@aol.com, and we will read your messages on the air. Chabelle, you're next. Another weekly caller, just about. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Happy Passover and Happy Easter.
Hey, same to you, both times.
Thank you. David, at LaGuardia Airport, they removed the taxi dispatcher from U.S. Air Terminal. Now it's open, like, for Uber, for private cars, for everyone to pick up fare from there. You know, myself, to be honest with you, I saw there is no security, no authority, no policemen controlling that area.
Where is this? What? Where is this?
U.S. Air Terminal at LaGuardia.
So U.S. Airways at LaGuardia. You're saying that Uber cars are, that yellow cabs aren't allowed there?
No. But what I did, to be honest with you, there is no dispatcher.
Be honest with me.
There is no dispatcher. I took a job from there. I lined up next to Uber guys, and I start to call the passengers. I'm a legal yellow cab. Come, I'll take you to the city.
You know what? Somebody complained about that last week. They said
there is no security at the airport. There is no authority police.
Is there a stand there for 15 yellow cabs that's always empty? Because the dispatcher doesn't call the cabs or something?
Used to be the taxi lined up there. No more.
So do you think there's a little conspiracy going on there?
Yes, sir. Big time. Now, one more thing. You just mentioned about the taxi of tomorrow. Now, back to Bloomberg, he was trying to bring all Nissan, all the taxi fleet must have the NV200. And there's no way you can, that vehicle would be good for handicap. You got to bring your own stool, take three, four steps to get into the Nissan NV200. For example, like this week, I had a passenger, she has severe MS. She was walking with her walker. Now, even if there is a handicap accessible vehicle, there's no way she could climb from the back. So her doorman and myself, we did help her and to bring her into my cab.
Okay.
You need to have the sedan, like the Camry, like the Ford Taurus. They are low down to the
and
ground.
And what did you do with her walker?
Well, I had to fold it and put the walker in the trunk.
So you got out of your cab to help her?
Yes.
And that's what every yellow cab driver should be doing if they see a passenger that needs help, whether it's a stroller, a walker, shopping bags, suitcases. Get off your butts and help the passengers. It's easy to complain about others, but you got to step up to the plate, guys, for those of you who don't.
We have to keep the sedan, like the Camry, like the Ford Taurus, different cars, you know. They are low down to the ground for easy in, easy out, for elderly people, for people with MS.
All right. Well, thanks for your call, Charbel, to the Taxi Dave Show. Here's a quick email. Hey, Taxi Dave, let me start by saying Happy Easter. It's so funny you said that story about the crazy cab rides you had, because that happened to me and my friends when we went down to Orlando last month. We, too, also stood at a hotel and had their cabs take us to and from Universal Studios, but our driver was speeding, cutting people off left and right, talking on his cell phone. When we arrived, we were all horrified. What a ride we just went through. Long story short, on our way back, we took a real taxi cab, had a woman driver too, asked us if we wanted the radio on, asked us if it was too cool, or you wanted the AC turned up. She wasn't speeding, wasn't on her phone, totally the opposite. Take care, God bless, Chris from Brooklyn. Thank you for that email, Chris. Our email address is taxihale@AOL.com. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. Let me just kick in here. Mark, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show with Dave and Frank.
Yeah, hi, Dave. Would you have any other listeners or any...
You're coming in muffled.
Could you hear me? Is that better?
Yes.
Yeah, I was inquiring on someone's going across town. If you make a turn on that from something 6 p.m., if you make a turn, a TLC violation, do you have an idea what the fine is for that? And are there any points associated with that?
The TLC is now seriously looking at moving violations. And that do carry points on your TLC license, as opposed to a lot of other smaller violations that used to carry points, were not safety related, and no longer do carry points.
Okay.
I'm not sure. If I had a copy of the Taxi Insider newspaper, there's a list of illegal turns and what those points are. They kind of, they're very similar to DMV points. It's either two or three points for an illegal turn. I'm not really sure.
Right.
And right now, I heard they're not mixing the DMV and TLC, but they will be soon.
Right.
And why did you make the turn? Tell me. I mean, is there a logical reason why you did it?
I got confused. There was a discrepancy with the time. I kind of wasn't sure. It was like a few minutes before 6 p.m.
It was a few minutes before?
Yeah.
And you could make a right turn after 6?
No, you're not allowed to turn off onto the left if you're going across 49 until after 6 p.m.
I see. And you made a turn what time?
It was approximately about 5:45.
Yeah.
Which is still about 15 minutes is a lot.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If you call my office tomorrow at Melrose, I'll give you all the information you need. Thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave Show. I am Taxi Dave. We're here with Frank Venezia. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. When we come back, we'll take more of your calls at 1-800-321-0710. Our email is taxihale@aol.com. Come on. Say what's on your mind. Stay tuned for more Taxi Dave.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention Uber drivers. Have you made the money promised to you by Uber? Are you concerned about declining income as Uber keeps adding thousands of drivers to increase its profits at your expense? There is an alternative. Yellow taxi drivers can earn as much as $6,000 a month after expenses. Come back to the yellow taxi industry and get the income, dignity, and respect you deserve. Certain vehicle owners can take advantage of the Taxi and Limousine Commission's new pilot program and convert their licensed black car to a licensed yellow taxi. The program ends on April 20th, so stop paying Uber your hard-earned money and act today. To find out if you qualify, call 718-707-3611 or visit committeeforTaxiSafety.com. That's 718-707-3611 or committeeforTaxiSafety.com.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I got the paranoid news from knocking around in New York City. Will they roll you for a nickel and stick you for the extra dime?
Sunday night, you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. Taxi Dave is here with Frank Venezia. Here's an interesting email. I really enjoy your show. I actually look forward to it. I rarely take taxis, but I do a lot of driving in Manhattan and enjoy the discussions you have. But why I'm really writing, I almost fell off my chair when I heard the Good Rats in your opening. That's one of my favorite bands. Really made my day. John, we played it for you. That was one of my wife's favorite bands also. If you're from Long Island, you know all about the Good Rats. Let's take a call from Robert. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
How you doing?
We're doing very well, sir. How about you?
All right. by the way, happy Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy St. Patrick's Day, and Happy Easter. I haven't called in a while.
What about Passover?
I had Passover, too. I forgot that. I pardon that. Okay.
Okay.
Well, a little history lesson is this. when the yellow taxis came from. They started out with yellow coach, Hertz rent-a-car, and that's and the yellow taxis all came around the same time, 1920s. And the thing was that that was the way that the yellow coach, which became GM coach, which became the bus lines, came from. That's, you know, the parallel history in here. Also, Fifth Avenue coach and New York Underbus came out of that. And that's a, that was a conglomerate to start the yellow cabs.
All right. Well, thank you for that point of information. Oh, will we lose Robert?
Yep.
I guess we lost Robert. Sorry.
Sorry.
You know, you, oh, there you go. You have anything else, Robert, or are you breaking up? He's breaking up. He's gone. History. So when I went to the doctor, it was interesting. This doctor's known for miraculous cures of arthritis, but I had to go see somebody. And there was this little old lady, completely bent over. She was shuffling in slowly, leaning on a cane. Her turn came. She went into the doctor's office, and she emerged like 10 minutes later, walking completely erect with her head held high. And I said, man, that is a miracle. You walked in half bent. Now you're walking correct. What did the doctor do? She said, miracle schmiracle. He gave me a longer cane. Anywho, let's take, well, another thing I should mention is there was a hearing this past week at the Taxi and Limousine Commission regarding an increase in the rate of fare for yellow cabs. There were a lot of discussions. I know my friend Mike had sent me an email, and I think he sent a letter to the Taxi Commission. If you're listening, Mike, call in 800-321-0710 or anybody else that wants to talk about a rate of fare increase. Do drivers deserve a rate of fare increase? How should it be? Should it be the first drop, so instead of $2.50, it's $5? Should it be waiting time? Should it be mileage? Should the airport fare to JFK be more than it is now? You have anything to say? 800-321-0710 or taxihail@AOL.com. Robert, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. Oh, okay. We lost Robert. Paul, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
How are you doing today?
Fantastic. How about you?
Fantastic, too. Listen, I love the stock market. I think the market is a great representative of real life. And one of the things I've been looking at lately...
I don't want to buy stocks right now. I'm in the middle of a radio show.
I'm not telling you. There's one called Taxi, T-A-X-I, the symbol, that represents the financial company in the taxi industry.
Medallion Financial.
Right. I don't know if you've seen the chart lately, but it looks a little ominous. From when Uber came on stream, it's, the price has taken a nosedive. And it looks a little troubling.
Are you invested in that?
No, but I like to follow the markets. Great lessons to be learned from how these things react.
Well, if you did own stock in that company, which I do not, you would realize that they're very dividend friendly. People consistently get dividends. And, based on what I see in the industry right now, people are paying their loans, so, it's interesting concept. So thank you for bringing that to our attention. I do appreciate you listening, Paul, and thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Here's an email. Dear Taxi Dave, why didn't you rent a car while in Orlando? It would have been cheaper, better, and probably safer. That's from Solomon. The reason I didn't rent the car while I was on vacation is because I was on vacation! I don't want to drive. I don't want to park. Do you understand that? I live in New York City. I commute, round trip, 160 miles a day. I don't want to drive. Now, that said, very calmly, let's take a call from John at LaGuardia. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing? I'm just calling to contradict the caller about three or four calls ago. LaGuardia has three taxi holds, all right, one that feeds the Marine Air Terminal, one that feeds the main terminal, and one that feeds the Delta and US Air Terminal, contrary to what he said. We welcome
he
the yellow
fans. He said it was at Do they have a U.S. air terminal at JFK?
No, they don't. He said LaGuardia Airport.
Oh, he did. Okay.
And I just want to call the contradiction. So we do have three hold lines, and we do have Port Authority police that patrol the airport continuously. So I wanted to contradict what he said.
I appreciate that. Are you a Port Authority officer?
No, I'm not, but I don't want to get into what I do there. But I just wanted a message for the cab drivers to please don't litter the lots and don't feed the birds.
That's right. You remember what happened with Captain Sullenberg plane with the geese flying above LaGuardia. Don't feed the birds.
If they're listening, please do not feed the birds and keep the lots clean. You guys live in there the majority of your time at the airport. You keep it clean. But they're welcome. We welcome the yellow cabs. We need them, especially on a Friday night when it rains. So, happy Easter, everybody.
And girls. Hey, John, thanks a lot for calling and listening to the Taxi Dave Show. You know, there's an honorable man. Our number here is 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com. Text us. Call us. We want to hear from you tonight. Right, Frank?
Absolutely. Get the calls in early as opposed to later.
Let's take a call from Mohammed. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Taxi Dave. I mentioned, I think a couple of weeks ago about the LaGuardia, especially Delta and U.S. Air. Keep an eye on those dispatchers.
Hear that, John?
Yeah.
I hope you're listening now, John. Go ahead, Mohammed. Say what you got to
say. Yes, especially Delta and U.S. Air, those dispatchers. The couple of cabs standing, beside that taxi lane. And if there's an OT, that out-of-town fare, he gets $20 from those drivers and give it to them, not to the driver, they were in line.
How do you know that?
I said, just watch. Go there and watch. You will see. It's happening.
Really? How much is it? So it's 20 bucks for an OT. Does anybody ever cut the line?
Yes, friend of mine, he pointed out to the dispatcher a couple of times, but they didn't listen to me. He asked them what these cab drivers are doing over here. He even took the picture of those cabs too. Anyway, I want to talk about the handicap accessible those vans. Those vans were never made for that handicap accessible. They are very noisy. If you drive those cabs or if you ride, on those cabs. Plus, when they put that extra weight on those vans, first of all, I said they were never made for that. When you put that extra weight on that, it's bad for their suspension, shock absorbers, or all those that. Plus, the driver driving those cabs, he have to, the steering gets hard because it's not for that, they put that extra weight on that. Friend of mine, he's driving he will drive that cab, and then he stopped because his shoulder, he was having pain in his shoulder.
Pain in the shoulder from steering a wheelchair accessible taxi?
Yeah, because that would get hard because they put that extra weight, that infrastructure they put for that wheelchair.
The wheelchair accessible yellow cabs do weigh a lot more.
Yes.
Except for the MV1, every other wheelchair accessible taxi is retrofitted. Retrofitted means that it's a non-accessible car, and they make it an accessible car. Most of the time, they cut the chassis.
Yes, they cut the chassis and they put that extra weight on that. But
move those the gas tank.
The companies like Toyota, Dodge, or all those companies, they never made those vans for that.
Mohammed, how long have you been driving a cab?
Oh, many years.
Okay, many years. Do you think that there should be an increase in the rate of fare?
Absolutely.
And what would be the best way to do it, in your opinion?
Both of that. Initial, fare you were talking about, yes, it has to be increased. Plus, not only that, like in Chicago, if they have more than one passenger, yes, they have to, you know, charge more. Plus, if they have extra stops, they should pay for that too.
Good point. Listen, Mohammed, thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave Show. Tell all your friends. And we're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Max, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Okay. Hello, sir.
Hello.
I'm calling to say what's going on in LaGuardia Airport right now.
What's going on right now?
Okay, the U.S. Air Terminal used to have two booths, right? So one is for regular U.S. Air, another one is for U.S. Air Shuttle. Okay? So the shuttle one is closed now. The booth for the U.S. Air Shuttle is closed. Only the regular is open. So for those passengers who have to come out from the U.S. Air regular, they have to be sent to the U.S. Air Shuttle lot to be picked up by a taxi. Okay? So that's why those people who walks to the U.S. Air Shuttle, they also getting picked up by those Uber drivers or other hustlers there. There is no dispatcher. There is nobody in there because booth is closed.
Hear that, John? We need some help out there at LaGuardia, at the U.S. Air Shuttle, to get yellow caps to those people.
Okay. Whatever it regards the fare increase, I'm not sure if we do need the fare increase. We need the passenger increase because 90% of the 90% of the passengers in LaGuardia Airport are, the dispatchers. They're taking the money from the drivers.
How do you know that?
That's because I saw that. Because I saw that. And that U.S. Air where the booth is closed now, there is always a line of people. And the U.S. Air shuttle lot, the U.S. Air lot, the regular lot, is full. But there's a line of people and barely taxis. They're not calling taxis from a lot. They're just calling their own taxi drivers who bribes them.
So do you think this is a conspiracy with dispatchers and Uber cars?
It's both, yes.
Wow. Hey, Max, thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave Show and for calling in. Appreciate your insight and your input. Tom O'Connor, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
How you doing, Dave? Happy Easter and happy holidays to everybody.
How you doing?
I wish I was doing better, but unfortunately I'm very disturbed. I see that the city of New York, we bailed them out when they had financial crisis, and we put over 3,000 medallions on the street, and they got in return $1,300,000 cash for each medallion. And the end result is this is what they did to us. They opened up the doors and did everything possible to destroy the yellow industry by allowing Uber to come upon the ship. I think they had a little bit of consideration for the yellow industry that was very supportive to their problems and were major taxpayers in that industry. And they should have did something a little more fairer and somewhere bent a little bit towards the taxi industry. What's going on there?
Next time, tell us how you really feel, Tom.
I'm really, Dave, if I could really tell you, you'd probably rock your boat, you know?
Okay. Hey, Frank, did you want to say something about Uber?
Yeah, you know what? So we were talking about Uber and you know, you're talking about people, you know, them just randomly picking up passengers in LaGuardia. But there's been a couple of articles out, and this is a concern in a lot of different arenas. Obviously, we've heard about breaches of security when it comes to bank accounts for regular consumers, right? You go on, you know, you've got an online account. The next thing you know, some individual hacks into their system, and your information is kind of out there for everyone to see, and it's a major crisis. One thing that I haven't heard really hit the mainstream, there was one article last week and there wasn't a big response, and that was Uber had a security breach. And, you know, we kind of know about the breach that involved the 50,000 drivers, but there was one that involved all the customers of Uber. So it turns out that Uber obviously has a couple of contractors who store their data, and one of those providers got breached, and regular customers, people handling those cars, their personal and private information, from what I understand and what I read in a Times article, was up for sale for $1. So that information consisted of a customer's credit card number, home address, and all the account information that you use to sign up, as well as your trip habits if you've taken Uber in the past. And I don't understand why people could be that comfortable knowing that those breaches take place.
Wow. Thank you for that input, Frank. I must have missed that article. You have to send it to me.
I will. I'll send it to you. And you know what's funny? I think a lot of people missed it as well because a portion of it was buried within the previous article relating to the drivers. So I think a lot of people who may have read it poo-pooed it and said, hey, it has nothing to do with me. It has to do with the drivers. And then when you read down a couple of additional paragraphs, it talked about the customer's information being breached as well.
See that, Tom O'Connor? See what you started? All right, you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. We're on WOR 710, Sunday nights between 8 and 9. It's Easter, it's Passover, and Frank and I are here. We're not with our families. We're not having a fat dinner. We're here with you. Why? Because we love you. Our next caller, Sonny, you're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, dear. Happy Easter to everyone. My opinion is like a little bit different than everybody else. We see like Uber as an enemy. Yeah, but like, yeah, it is, but like for the yellow industry. But why don't we just like take a like good way, you know, like what they do? Why don't the TLC commissioner do the same thing, like the surcharges on rush hour? If there's a surcharges in yellow cab too, you know, not that much, but like at least something. And also, if you go out of the borough, like out of the Manhattan, in rush hour, at least we just start from $10. If you go in Brooklyn or something, is helpful for the drivers, and nobody can move from yellow cab to Uber.
You know, Sonny, what you're saying makes a lot of sense. If someone, you know, it's a hard political sell. You know, if you live in Brooklyn, do you really want to pay $10 more to take a yellow cab to Brooklyn? Well, maybe it is cheaper than an Uber car, which could be up to 9 times their regular fare, or 2.8 times in emergencies. But,
yeah,
you know, surcharges, should it be a two-way street, folks? Should yellow cabs?
No. You know better than me, but, like, I'm talking about only in the rush hours. So, because, like, Uber, in the rush hour, they charge, like, 4 times. Sometimes I heard, like, they go to Brooklyn and they charge $300. I'm not talking about $300. I'm saying, like, at least if the yellow cab driver in the rush hour go into Brooklyn, suppose, or Staten Island, or somewhere else, so at least they know, like, okay, they will cover. You know, like, at least they got, like, not 300, but, like, whatever the fare, double the fare at least.
Double the fare. You know what?
Yeah.
You know what, Sonny? Makes a lot of sense what you're saying. It really does. It makes an awful lot of sense. So, hear that, folks? Rush hour. There should be a surcharge, a bigger surcharge. Right now there's $1. Big deal. It's $1. But if others are charging 4 times the regular fare, okay, and you can't get a yellow cab, where's the incentive? Maybe that'll go into the new rate of fare increase if and when it comes out, when the TLC votes on it. We're going to take a break right now. Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. Our email is taxihail@AOL.com. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here, or you can get there from here. Stay tuned.
And I wish I'd looked before I leave, but didn't know it was so deep and down so far. Don't get where I haven't touched the bottom yet. The river scene is getting old. I'm hungry, sleepy, wet and cold. She told me to forget it nice. I should have taken her advice. I only want to go on home. I'd gladly leave that girl alone. What a way to spend the night. If I don't drown, I'll die of fright. But Pappy taught me how to float.
Seriously. Why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention Uber drivers. Have you made the money promised to you by Uber? Are you concerned about declining income as Uber keeps adding thousands of drivers to increase its profits at your expense? There is an alternative. Yellow taxi drivers can earn as much as $6,000 a month after expenses. Come back to the yellow taxi industry and get the income, dignity, and respect you deserve. Certain vehicle owners can take advantage of the Taxi and Limousine Commission's new pilot program and convert their licensed black car to a licensed yellow taxi. The program ends on April 20th, so stop paying Uber your hard-earned money and act today. To find out if you qualify, call 718-707-3611 or visit committeefortaxisafety.com. That's 718-707-3611 or committeeefortaxisafety.com.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Truckin', got my chips cashed in. Keep truckin', like the dude of man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep truckin' on.
Hey, Taxi Dave Show is back. I'm here with Frank Venezia. And we've got a lot of phone calls. Let's take Solomon. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Welcome, Hi, Taxi Solomon. Dave. Hi, Taxi Dave. Good evening. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Same to you.
Thank you for taking my call. The JFK dispatch system, the RFID, the new system, is now in effect. And it's actually the longest period now that it's been working, about 3 weeks or so.
Just to tell our listeners what that is you get a decal that goes on the windshield of every yellow cab, and it's kind of like a scanner that logs you in and logs you out when you enter a lot and leave the lot. So go ahead, Solomon.
Yeah, it's basically like the Easy Pass. It works the same way as the Easy Pass. It scans it automatically, and it tells you which terminal to dispatch. So let's say, you know, you're in the lot, tells you
we
go
get
to terminal
it. So
8.
Go ahead. What were you going to say about it?
So what I'm going to say about it is that when I've been to a terminal, and then they tell me that I'm not logged in, meaning that I was never even in the lot when it told me which terminal to go. So I had to go back to the lot and speak with the supervisor. The supervisor looks at the system and says, oh, one, you know, your medallion is in the system. Go back to the dispatcher, and I'm going to take care of it. Just pull up ahead of all the other taxis. And, you know, I was about to get a fare. I waited already 20 minutes at the terminal following the other cabs, and a fare is about to come on. She scares me and tells me I'm not logged in. Then the second time I went, it finally showed that I'm logged in. There are glitches to the system. Furthermore, the shorty receipt ticket that they give you for the cabs a lot of times doesn't print out. So they tell you, okay, go. I'm going to call in to the supervisor, go back into the lot, and they'll take care of you. This is not the way the system was supposed to initially work. So I just wanted to mention to the people out there that there are glitches. I don't know how long this is going to take for it to work. The Easy Pass had problems, too. Another thing I want to say with regard to what Tom O'Connor said earlier regarding the Uber, yeah, it was in the news that there was 30 breaches with regarding to Uber. And a lot of the passengers that I get that tell me that do take Uber, they tell me that because of all the surcharges, you know, the MTA tax, the 30-cent wheelchair now tax that goes in, they find that the yellow cabs can be more expensive than Uber at times. So
do you think Uber should be charged the 50 cents MTA tax?
All I'm saying is a while back you mentioned on the radio that Uber should follow the same guidelines and follow the same rules. They're not. They're picking up off the street. I'm working on getting some pictures because they're just hustling, just like any other car service on the road.
Solomon, you're a good man. You're a good man. You have a lot to say. You're intelligent. We appreciate your call, your input. Let's get some other callers in here. Thanks for listening and calling in. Mike, you're next on Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, how you doing, Dave? Happy everything to everyone. Dave, Frank, all the cabbies, all the cabbie customers. Happy everything to everyone.
Stop wasting time. Take your time and hurry up.
Okay. I got to tell you the full story. I was there the other day. This is true. God strike me with lightning if I'm lying on Easter. I pull up and I have like a two guys, a guy, a woman, and a kid from Germany going into the city. So all of a sudden, the dispatcher comes over and goes, you're going to Grand Central. Why are you taking the cab? The bus is cheaper. A dispatcher, a uniformed dispatcher at Terminal 4. And the first thing I think is like, how could that be cheaper than a yellow cab? taking a bus to Grand Central. Then it clicked in. It's like, why is this dispatcher saying something so stupid? So, and I asked him, I said, what are you doing? He goes, what do you mean, what am I doing? We should have. I said, hey, that's an actionable offense. Don't tell me what am I doing. You're telling these people to take a bus as I'm loading their luggage into the cab at Terminal 4. So that was one thing. And then as that is happening, I see, like, you know, two or three lines of black, like, limo-esque vehicles with their photostat paper Uber sign in the window. No Uber car number, no Uber nothing. So Terminal 4 is becoming like the Wild West at JFK.
The Wild West is back.
Yeah, the Wild West is back, my brother. And I'll tell you something else. This is a company, apparently, that subcontracts from the Port Authority. So I think the Port Authority should just make life simple. And if this keeps up, just cancel the contract. No big deal.
All right. Listen, Mike, we've got a lot of callers. 5 minutes left. Always great when you call in. Try to call in earlier from now on. I would have loved to have discussed a rate of fare increase with you. We'll just talk about it next week when you call in earlier. Thanks for listening and calling into Taxi Dave. Frank, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. I'm calling in because a customer let me know that he did not want to stand at LaGuardia Airport at the U.S. Air Terminal waiting for the dispatcher on the phone to say to some guy, I got an OT. He came over to my cab and said, that guy got on the phone when I told him I was going to New Jersey. He got my cab. And he helped me. He told me to take the Whitestone Expressway because Grand Central is backed up and go to the Cross Bronx over the Whitestone Bridge.
So you're telling me, are you telling me that the dispatcher was calling a car other than a yellow cab?
Yes, yes. He was on the phone as soon as the guy said New Jersey. I got an OT.
That's got to be a formal complaint, man, with the time, date, yeah, location, everything,
yeah,
you have.
It was a while ago, Dave. It was a while ago.
Oh, Frank.
But it's just stuck in my mind, but you know, just the guy, the passenger, I would have loved to have his name, now that we're talking about it, have his name down, his phone number. I'm sure he would have liked to register to complain himself. He was very put out by the guy getting on the phone and trying to pass him off to some other private car.
He came
right over to me, and he helped me find the Whitestone Expressway to the Cross Bronx.
And then people get out there and say, oh, there's no yellow cabs at the airport, right? Meanwhile, they're all in the lot waiting to be called, and they're never called. We're getting a lot of complaints
always
about that.
Line. We always, cabs are always at the lot, always at LaGuardia, at Kennedy.
How long have you been driving, Frank?
I'm driving since 73, March 73.
Do you think you're entitled to a rate of fare increase?
Well, yes, we could have a little bump up there. We need a little bit. It has slowed a little bit. I worry about cabbies being able to make their money. That sometimes it gets tough out there on the streets. It isn't like it used to be, Dave. People used to tell me, come on, pick it up. You slowed down. Traffic is all congested, Dave. They brought up bicycle lanes in before they had price congestion. They should have controlled traffic and then thought about bicycle lanes, Dave. They have not done things in appropriate ways. They just congested our streets, now, but nobody can complain you're going too slow because we're all just stuck in traffic all day long. It's very, very trying on us.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Frank, thanks for calling into the Taxi Dave Show and for listening. Tell all your friends. Charles, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Okay. Yeah, probably could cut off Uber at the start if they put in some nice upholstery in the taxis. And the about the cop, they're raging everybody. They stopped the numbers on my bus. They were on my bus. They came to business at 8 a.m. They stopped me, the white guy, and not the two black robbers.
Wait. So let's get this straight. You drive a bus, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what are you saying they do at 8 in the morning?
None of my bus told me that they stopped her at 8 in the morning and said she had no business out at 8 a.m. They stopped me, the white guy. Said, you know, said the two black robbers. They do it to everybody.
Who's they?
NYPD.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what you were saying there for a minute.
Yeah.
So, do you drive from Manhattan, Charles?
Yeah, all over. They took a leave for no driving in bus lane. It's a bus stupid.
You were driving a bus and you got a ticket,
yep,
for driving in a bus lane?
Yep. And of course, a license plate on the front says bus.
Oh, that's interesting. And we only thought it was yellow cab drivers who got summonses from NYPD.
They do it to everybody, even the nuns. She told me she wanted to use all words that I know she's not supposed to know. I told her she should have. God forgive her.
Oh, boy, Charles. Oh, boy. Tough customer. Tough customer. Thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave Show and sharing your personal experiences with us. It certainly was an experience. I'm Taxi Dave. We're here with Frank Fenizia. So, Frank, what do you think of the show so far? I mean, we're trying to field as many callers as I can. We're closing down to a couple of minutes here. Did you have a good time tonight?
I had an awesome time, as always, and I'm glad to see everybody kind of heeded the advice. Get your calls in early. There's a lot to say. There's a lot going on. Everybody has an opinion. Great news coming out of, I shouldn't say great news, but great stories coming out of LaGuardia. So, guys, keep it up. Get the calls in early. I'd love to get you on.
Write the phone number down for next week so you call early, 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. I guess I should check the emails before we go off the air. Oh, boy. Yeah, there's a lot of them. Gosh, I can't even get into this right now. Sorry. Billions of dollars be invested in LaGuardia over the next 10 years to make it a world-class airport. Construction's underway. Dispatch booths have been relocated to better serve customers and to make it safe for them. The cabbies need to understand this and be patient and work with the dispatchers. Thank you for sending that to us, Kevin. Do appreciate it. And I just can't read anymore. So I want to thank all our listeners, all our callers. Okay, whether you're listening to the Good Rats, you know, we'd like to play some New York stuff. Anyway, I got to go now. Hey, taxi, take me back to Kennedy. I want to check this stuff out.
This has been a podcast from WOR.